Kevin.
From our Los Angeles studios, every night on The Insider.
Oh, that's OMG
Insider. Yes.
Kevin Frazier.
Tom, how are you doing?
All right.
Oh man, I'm still coming down from my Golden Globes high. It was so much fun being on the carpet, hanging out, going to the parties afterwards. You know, the Golden Globes are always amazing because here's the thing: it's not a regular award show. Everybody drinks, and now understand, you drink on. People are drinking on the carpet.
Yeah.
They're passing out champagne on the carpet, so the party starts ahead of time. And so
I've never been to the Golden Globes. I've been to the Oscars. And the Grammys.
No.
Golden Globes is the party out here, huh?
Man.
It is the party. And because by the end of the night, everybody's
lit.
Had so much fun. And, you know, people come. It was great. Denzel was there with his daughter, Olivia, and he was under the weather, had the flu. So he really tried to cut his evening short. Gabby Douglas, it was cool to see her on the carpet.
Yeah.
And Kerry Washington, so excited to see Gabby Douglas, reaching in her purse to get her phone out to get a picture with Gabby Douglas. Diddy partying, and Sienna Miller hanging with Diddy. And those two were partying. And
and J-Lo and Diddy?
A little bit in the party that I was in. The party that I was in, they saw each other.
Okay.
It wasn't like they were partying.
I bet he saw her in that dress.
You know what? That dress was amazing. There were a lot of dresses like NeNe Leakes. What you didn't see about NeNe Leakes is that her dress was cut all the way up the front.
Whoa.
Her leg came
all the way out.
She was up to the ditty.
She was giving her true. She said she was channeling her true Angelina. She had a really good time. It was her first time on the carpet, but she was upset because she felt like she was snubbed by an actress who wouldn't acknowledge her. It was interesting. She said that one of the ladies would acknowledge her. Caught up with Tandy Newton later in the night. She had her shoes off and was partying. And while I was coming out of the Weinstein party, and our crew was breaking down in the back, and one of our production assistants came up to me and she said, "Listen, I think Quentin Tarantino in his press conference used the N-word." And I was like, "No, he didn't. He's not that crazy. He's not." And just really went on about my business and the rest of the night. So Jamie Foxx with his daughter, they were hanging out and having a good time. You know, she's grown now in college. But then I got back and I played it, and it's a story you have on Black America Web. And Quentin was asked about the gratuitous use of the N-word in his movie and decided he could use the N-word. I want to play that for you. Here he is.
If somebody is out there actually saying it when it comes to the word that the fact that I was using it in the movie more than it was used back in the antebellum South in Mississippi in 1858. Well, then they might have feel free to make that case. But no one's actually making that case.
Well, here's the case I'm going to make, okay? It's not the antebellum South. It's not the 1860s. It was a press conference at the Golden Globes.
and you shouldn't be using the word.
Check your calendar.
Check yourself, because there was an audible gasp. So our person was in the room, and she said there was a gasp. A few people were upset, and a few people were like, whoa, stop. But I think he thinks now there's some kind of street cred he gets with it. Mm-hmm. When we were at the junket, he had on a Kangol hat turned back, or he had on an old Dada sweatshirt and some FUBU sweatpants. And I was like, "You going old school or something?" And he said, "You know, this is my thing, man. I love old, you know, hip hop gear, and I wear it like that." And I was kind of like, "Easy player." But I'm going to draw the line now, because there's no reason for using that word, anybody using that word, and there's no reason he should be doing it in public at a press conference. And we can't allow that, because we have to remember.
I agree with you.
If you saw Django. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
I agree with you. In Django, I didn't mind the way he used the word. 100 times, it's okay. But that was the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And
outside the movie, okay, you say N-word. Don't say the word.
And we have to be the ones who are vigilant and say, "Enough already." Well, I say enough already. And Quentin Tarantino, I'm calling you out. And real quick before I go, hung out last night with President Clinton and Kobe Bryant as they dedicated a new facility for the chronically homeless and mentally ill. 34 bedrooms in Hollywood, 8 bedrooms downtown, and they really are hoping to get people off the streets. So I want to say kudos for those two for raising money and putting up their own money. But to Quentin Tarantino, enough, player. Stop it. I'm calling you out.
And you, 3 players out on the town last night, huh?
Oh, yeah. Kobe, Kevin, and Clint.
See, I'm not going there.